For Bill Cosby, it has been a week of allegations from women who say they were sexually assaulted in the past by the comedian. Many claim they were drugged.
I never saw any drugs, but I would wake up completely confused, half dressed, and knowing that my body had been touched without my permission.
Bowman says she went to Cosby's New York apartment alone and that Cosby flew her all around the country as he performed at various venues. But she says the advances were unwelcome. Also speaking out, Joan Tarshis.
We went up to his bungalow afterwards. He made me a drink, and very shortly after that, I passed out. I woke up or came to very groggily with him removing my underwear.
Tarshis says that in 1969, she voluntarily saw Cosby again when he invited her to a performance. After accepting drinks at his hotel and in a limo, she says she woke up the next morning with him in his bed. Ironically, Cosby released a comedy album that same year titled It's True, It's True, joking about that very issue.
You know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. You put some in her drink, man. She